Love Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Wednesday Bible Study. I'm so grateful you joined us today. Oh, my God, what a mighty God we serve. You know, he's the awesome, the almighty God. He's the one who nothing is impossible to. He's the shepherd, the great and mighty I am. Yeah, he is the I am that we need in this hour, and we need him more today than we did yesterday. We need the almighty King. We need our Lord and Savior. He is the great God. He is the Lord God Almighty. Don't you know he's the one true and living God? He's the one who put the sun in the sky, the moon in the sky, the stars, the clouds. And you know what? Everything operates according to his plan. And when he got the whole garden together, then he placed man in the garden. And he did a wonderful thing. He blew his breath into man, and man is still living today. He took his breath, life, and he has given us abundant life. Hallelujah. What a great Father we serve. You know, he's the almighty God. Nothing is impossible to him. We can call on him even in the midnight hour. We can call on him even in the morning. Wee hours of the morning, 4 a.m., don't matter. You call him 4 in the afternoon, and he's always available. You know, we as humans, we shut down. We say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do this. But you know what? We can't always keep our word, but God is faithful. We serve the almighty God. I thank God for each of you today joining the line for the Bible story. Please forgive me. I made a mistake in the time. It is 1 o'clock our time and 12 o'clock the time that are in, you know, Central Standard Time. So forgive me. God say the same next week we'll be on again. It'll be 12 o'clock your time, 1 o'clock my time. I may shift it. I'm not sure. It may be 2 o'clock my time, 1 o'clock your time, but I will let you know by text or call. So I thank you all for being patient with me. You know, that's one thing about God. He don't never make a mistake. But you know what? He let us know that we're human and we do make mistakes. We're striving towards perfection. So I thank you for being with me today. I thank God for who he is. You know, he's a mighty God. He's the almighty God. He is the amen, the hallelujah. Everything that he's the bread of life. Yeah, he's everything that we need. He's our mother, our father, everything. You know, I don't know about you, but my mother and my father have forsaken me. They're going on. They left this world. But God is eternal. He never leaves us. He will always be here for us. We can count on him. Yes, we can count on him. Well, we're doing Bible story today. This is a little different than I'm used to doing, so just be patient with me. You know, the Bible is one of the most fascinating books I've ever read. I've read lots of books, probably from kindergarten, first grade, on to now. Lots of books, but I've never read a book that is as fascinating, most interesting, most intriguing book as the Bible. It's that book, you know, it's even international. It's in different languages. Yes, different languages. It's not quite in all languages yet, but it's going to get there. Soon as people start calling in the name of the God, the mighty God, they're going to write the word of God in their language. But right now, the word of God is all over the world. It's in Africa. It's in Asia. It's in Antarctica, Australia, Europe, North America, South America, every continent has the word, but not every person in every continent has the word. So we have to pray that God would send out the word, that God would send out people, missionaries that know the word, missionaries that's going to bring the word in the foreign land, foreign country. All Amen. Over the world. I'm sorry, was someone saying something?
CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says suddenly the
All right,
you have to put your phone on mute because the radio picks up all sounds.
Oh.
So put your phone on mute for me. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being on. Hallelujah. All righty. All right, some people may not be able to put their phones on mute, so I'll put it on mute for them. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for what he's doing in you and what he's doing in me. You know he's a mighty king now. I mean, he is so awesome and so incredible. You know how I know he's so incredible? Because he made you. No human being can make another human being. Only God. Only God. So I thank God for each of you. Like I said, the Bible, you know, is written in many languages. And, you know, it's the most read book. The most read book throughout all the ages. Other books get lost. I mean, I've got many books on the shelf. But the book that I pick up the most is the Bible. And, you know, I'm going to ask you a question. If God came to your house today, would he find you and everything in your house, you know, in order and living according to his plan? How would God find you? Would he find your house a godly house? Would he go through and he say, now you got to remove this from your house. You got to take this out your house. You know, I don't know what he would say. Even in my house, things that I had, you know, in here that were not like God, I had to get rid of them. I'd throw them away, garbage them. So search your house, your physical house, and see if there's anything that need to be removed out of your house. And also search your spiritual house. See if there's anything in your spiritual house that need to be removed. See what God is telling you about, you know, your house today. See what God is showing you and telling you today. What is he showing you? What is God telling you? So God is telling all of us different things. He's telling us different things. So I thank God for what he's doing right now in the earth realm. He's speaking now. But are you hearing what he's saying? He speaks in that soft, quiet voice. He don't always speak in that loud voice.
Hello?
Are you wanting...
Patricia.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't take your call right now. So... after the sound of the beep.
All righty. I'm sorry. Somebody was trying to get on. I was trying to connect them, but couldn't connect them. They told me they couldn't get connected, so I was trying to connect them. All right. Now, I want to tell you a little bit of history about the Bible. Hold on 1 second. Someone's calling me to come on. Do you want me to connect you on the radio today?
Yeah, God couldn't get through on that.
Okay, number. Hold on. I'm on already. Hold on. Thank you. All right. All right. Some people couldn't come through, get through, so I'm connecting people as they call me. Thank God for you. As I said, the Bible is the most incredible book. Now, I want to tell you, this is something that I teach children, but I found out some adults don't know as well, that there are 66 books in the Bible. There are 66 books in the Bible. Now, there are 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament. Total of 66 books. Now, in a few minutes, I'm going to have you all repeat something after me. But I want you to know that the Bible begins at Genesis, which is an Old Testament book. The first book in the Bible is Genesis, and it ends in Revelations, the New Testament book, Revelation. So I want everybody, I'm going to unmute lines, and if you have stuff going on in your house, if you could please shut them down, because I'm going to unmute lines. I want you to repeat something after me. This is going to be a kind of participating Bible class today. So if you have some noise in your background, if you'll shut it down for me, I appreciate it. So I'm going to say something, and I want you to repeat it after me. My mind is in training.
My mind is in training.
For what God wants me.
For what God wants me.
To think.
To think.
My eyes are in training.
My eyes are in training.
For what God wants me to see.
For what God wants me to think.
To see.
To see.
Right? My eyes are in training. My ears, I'm sorry, my ears are in training. I apologize. My ears are in training.
My ears are in training.
For what God wants me to hear.
For what God wants me to hear.
My mouth is in training.
My mouth is in training.
For what God wants me to say.
For what God wants me to say.
My hands are in training.
My hands are in training.
For what God wants me to touch.
For what God wants me to touch.
My body is in training.
My body is in training.
To go.
To go.
And do.
And do.
What God wants me to do.
What God wants me to do.
Amen, amen. Give yourselves a clap. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank God for each of you being on the line today. This is our first Bible study. And I thank God. You know, the Word of God is truly, truly an awesome book. The Bible is an awesome book. Now, somebody still has on something in the background and the radio is picking it up. If you could shut that off for me or either put your phone on mute, I would appreciate it. Thank you so much. You know, it could pick up sound, so I hear like a TV or radio in the background. So if you could shut that down for me or either put your phone on mute, I truly appreciate you. All right. Now, I want to tell you also, this is a little bit of history, some things I teach the children, but I'm also going to teach some of you. The Bible is broken up. Now, man did this part. It's broken up into several parts. We're going to start, like, with the Old Testament. So some of the parts in the Old Testament is the books of the law. There are five books of the law. And those books tell just what they say. They give the laws that God made. And God made laws for us. So for our protection. Now the next set of books is the 12 books of history. You know, let me go back. The books of the law are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So the next are the 12 books of history. And those are Joshua, and it ends in Esther. So that's 12. There are three books of poetry: Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon. Now, I'll be going over these weekly, and you'll be learning them as we go. So each week, we'll learn and we'll build on what we've been learning. So just be patient. If you know this already, praise the Lord. You could teach somebody else at your house, in your neighborhood, or on the phone, your friends, neighbors, relatives. All right, I thank God for you. Now, there are also five major prophets, Isaiah all the way to Daniel. And there are 12 minor prophets, from Hosea to Malachi. Now, all of that is Old Testament. Some human being helped us and broke it up like that. Now, in the New Testament, there are the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then the next one is the history. It just has one book of history in the New Testament, and that's the book of Acts. Now, there are 21 epistles, and it begins at Romans and ends at Jude. And there's one book of prophecy. Can anybody tell me what that one is in the New Testament? Hello?
Revelation.
Amen. Thank you so much, man of God. Revelations. I know everybody knows it, But the thing about it is, yeah, that's okay. Thank you so much. Everybody knows it, but, you know, sometimes we can't always say it, things that come, you know, right away. And like she said, she had her phone on mute. So I appreciate that. Now, you know, today we're going to have a Bible lesson. And I'm going to call on some of you to participate. So pay attention. Don't go to sleep on me. Don't be on the other line talking to nobody. You know how we do. I'm human right with you. I know it. You know, like I taught school and I tell the children, I know all of that already. You know, I know what you're doing. I've been there, done it. We're human beings. So I want to tell you, we're going to be in Isaiah. So if you have your Bibles available, you can turn to Isaiah 46. We're going to be doing a lesson in Isaiah 46 today, and we're going to need some participation. So I'm pretty much unmuting most of the lines today. And you know what? I really, really appreciate you all coming on. I thank God for each of you so much. Ada, you want to come on with us?
No, I was calling you to ask you a question.
I'm sorry. I'm on the radio right now, so you can call me later.
Call me back.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So I thank God for each of you today coming on. Sorry for the interruption. Someone's calling me. So we're in Isaiah 46 chapter. Isaiah 46. You know, that's an awesome chapter in the Word of God. All the books of the Bible is inspired by God. And God is, he knew what he was doing now. He didn't make no mistake. He knew every word that he wrote in the Bible. Every word that he wrote is important. You know, sometimes we take the Word of God for granted. But we need to know the Word of God. It needs to be written on the tables of our heart. God is doing a new thing. What if all the Bibles that you have to leave them behind and go quickly? I'm telling you, I was in Hurricane Katrina. And I was so blessed that I had my Bible with me. And I took it everywhere I go. I was able to do it. But some people didn't have their Bibles. Some people couldn't get a hold of their Bibles. But I thank God that you know, I was able to have my Bible with me. But the Word of God needs to be written on the tables of our heart. Why? So we don't sin against God. And I don't know about you, but I don't know every sin in the Bible. I have to repent because I say, Lord, I may be, you know, doing something that you don't want me to do. I may be sinning against you, not even knowing that I'm doing it. So we have to repent sometimes and say, Lord, if anything I'm doing against your will, forgive me, oh God. Anything that I said or thought against your will, forgive me. I don't know about you, but I want God's perfect will. He has a permissive will. You keep on telling the Lord, I want a Rolls Royce. Lord, I want a Rolls Royce. And you're not even, you living on the street and you want a Rolls Royce. And then he give it to you. And what you going to do? You going to live in the car? What you going to do? You don't have money to eat? You know, God is an all-wise, all-knowing God. He's not going to give you things that you don't need. Now, if you keep after him, he'll give you his permissive will. Yep, he answers prayers now. All right, we're in Isaiah 46. I'm going to start at verse 1 and read 1 through 4. Isaiah 46 chapter. Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy loaded. They are all burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age. This is the part that we're going to be working on. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear and even will carry you and will deliver you. He's a faithful God. Now, I put somebody else on live with us. Could you please put your phone on mute for us? I appreciate it. It's being picked up on the radio, and I know you didn't know it, but I do have you on live. So I appreciate everybody putting their phone on mute. I unmuted you, and you didn't know it, so I apologize. But I thank God for each of you all who are on with us today. So God is calling for us to pay attention, to listen attentively, you know, to the word of God. So I thank God. I appreciate God's people. You know, Don said, you know, when we're old. Now, there are many people on here, may not be over 25, may not be 40, whatever. But God, still, he will carry you through every situation that you face. God is with you. I don't care what age you are. He's with you. And he wants to continually be with you. He won't leave you. Now, I've left God many times, but he never left me. I've left him. When I say I left him, I acted like he didn't exist. I had to repent over and over sorrowfully. I was so sorry that I acted like God didn't exist. I don't know about you, but I acted just like he did not exist. So I repented of it. He forgave me quickly. You know, he don't hold no grudges. God loves us. He loves us so much. So I thank God today that he's right here with us on the radio. And he is in your home. That's what I love about him. He's everywhere. He's in your home with you. There's no place that he's not. He ain't going to leave you. I don't care what you've done. Don't you know he was with Apostle Paul and he murdered people? But he was with him. He repented. You know, Apostle Paul had a miraculous salvation. He had a Damascus Road experience. How many of us have had a Damascus Road experience? So today, we're going to talk first about the promises God made to Abraham. You know Abraham? Most of us know that story about Abraham. Now, most of us have cell phones or, you know, we got modern technology. If you don't know who Abraham is, Google it. Abraham in the Bible. Abram was his name when he was born, Abram. And he told Abram, he said, look, I want you to leave your family, and I want you to go someplace with me. And that's all he told him. And Abraham obeyed. How many of us, God said, get up, and we just sit there. We go like, something told me. No, 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 no. If the devil didn't told you, most certainly it was God. He said, get up. Move from the place where you are. I bet you many people wish they had listened to God. Many people have gone to destruction because they don't know God. Today, God wants all of us to know his voice, to hear his voice, to be familiar with him like our own flesh. You know how your flesh is, you're familiar with your flesh, your skin? He wants us to be even more familiar with him than that. So Abraham was promised by God many, many things. So Abraham left his home. He left his parents. I'm sure they thought he lost his mind. But he left, and he went where God told him to go. And God didn't speak to him every day. It took a while. He kept on calling on him. God, where are you, Lord? Where are you? You left me. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you, Lord? That's what we got to do sometimes. We got to keep calling on him. Keep calling on him. He hears us. So, I want to ask a question. Somebody still have their phone on, you know, I can hear some noise in the background, TV, whatever, so I'm just going to deal with it for now. But anyway, I want to ask you a question. Genesis 15:15 says, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in an old age. I want somebody to be honest with me that's on the line, and I want you to tell me, are you concerned about your own death? Is anyone on the line concerned about your own death? You can speak up.
This is Latricia.
Yes.
No, I'm
going to
say no.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me cut you off. I only want someone who's concerned about dying. Who's concerned about... Thank you so much, Patricia. I appreciate it.
No.
But I'm asking specific questions. Who is concerned about your own death at this time? Okay, well, I'm going to pray a general prayer for anyone who may have a concern and may not even know it. You know, the coronavirus is going around and all kind of things are going in the air. And you may have a concern. You go like, Lord, you know, even children say, am I going to be next? You know, children are very, very honest. And they just going to tell you like it is. Well, mama or daddy, is the coronavirus going to come to our house? What are we going to do? All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone who has a concern about their own death, I lift them up before you. And I ask you, Lord, to comfort and strengthen each one of us on the line. Lord, we don't know when we're going to leave this earth. You have a set time for us, but we don't know it. You, oh God, know the hour that we were born, and you know the hour that we're going to leave. So, Father, we are thanking you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you're doing in us in this hour. And we pray a hedge of protection around us and around our mind. Give us the mind of Christ. Prepare us, because one day we have to leave this earth. We did not come here to live on earth forever. And we know that we must die in order to live with you. So one day you're going to take us. We may go to sleep and not wake up. We don't know how we're going to leave this earth, but you do. So, Father, we thank you for divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, for preparing us to leave this earth. Help us, oh God, to be in great standing with you. So we repent for any way that we've sinned against you, anything that we've done against you, anything we've done against our sister or our brother, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're thanking you right now. You said we're to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and love our neighbors like we love ourselves. So, Lord, everyone on this line, we're all neighbors. We don't all know each other necessarily. Sometimes some of us may know one another. But I thank God that we can call on your name. All right, so we're moving right along. Our next scripture, all of these are in reference to Isaiah 46, verse 4, all of these. So the next one is of righteousness honorable, Proverbs 16:31. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Now, hoary has to do with gray hair. And, you know, when I look at some of my pictures when I was younger, I remember I was 27 and I got one or two strands of gray hair. Now I can barely see the black in my hair. I'm like, wow. So I'm considered a hoary-haired person. You may be also. But, you know, sometimes you can feel all alone. You could be in a crowd at church, 500 people, 1,000 people. You could be in a grocery store with many, many people, and you could still feel all alone. But you know what? God don't forsake us, no matter what age, particularly the elderly. He don't leave us. He strengthens us. He's not going to cast us off. You know, like some people don't tolerate everybody. You know, there's some people who you may feel is unlovable. And you walk off, you say, I had enough of them. I'm going. But God is not like that. He loves even who we consider unlovable. So I thank God for everybody that's on the line. You know, there are things that you may feel like God is not going to forgive you, or he has never forgiven you. But guess what? He forgave you even before you did it. Christ died on the cross. He forgave you before you were born. So I'm gonna pray a prayer today for everybody. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that we are not alone, that you are with all of us. You won't forsake us. You won't leave us. You are with us, oh God. And we are thanking you that you are with us, that you don't leave us. Lord, you have delivered us out of so many things, oh God. You have been with us since before our birth. You said, listen, I knew you before I placed you in your mother's belly. Put your name in there. You and you, everybody on the line, God knew you before he placed you in your mother's belly. And he has never left you even then. He's still with you. Even when you were a baby, when you were 6, 7, 9, 10, 15, 25, 45, 65, 70, 80, 90, 100, he is never going to leave you. So he's a faithful God. So our next scripture is going to be, it's of the righteous, the honorable people, Proverbs 16:31. The hoary head crown is the glory. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in righteousness. All right, so I would like someone on the line to tell me how old you were who gave your life to the Lord, and give us about a minute of how it happened. Anybody, state your name and tell us how old you were when you gave your life to the Lord, and a minute of telling how that happened, how that occurred. Come on, we got lots of people on the line. All right, look like I'm going to have to call on somebody. Come on, I'm still waiting. I'm going to give you 10. Yes. Go ahead.
I'm going to kill about 32, comes to my mind, 32. And I thought I had done unforgivable sin, but God dealt with me, and I was 32, yeah. So I'm grateful that he did die in my sin.
Okay, what brought you to the Lord? Did a friend tell you about the Lord? Did the Lord come to you directly and say, I want you to be saved? What happened?
Oh, I was invited to go to a choir singing, a group at a Church of God in Christ on Facebook. And that's where I first heard the message about salvation. I never heard it before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I continually had to build my faith that God would forgive me. But it was at Church of God in Christ, under Bishop Kinsey, C.D. Kinsey, and so, yeah.
Okay.
So, I did not do it at first, now. I mean,
okay.
It was many, on and on and on. It could have been a year or two, maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
But my faith had to be built because of what I had said I had done. You know, it was So, yeah, because of what I was facing, because of what happening in my life, that I needed Christ. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you for your boldness. All right. Now, I want someone else to tell me what happened, how old you were when you got saved. How old were you, and what happened around your salvation? What happened?
Sister Corinta?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Irma.
Hi, Sister Irma. How are you?
I'm fine. I was 33, and
okay.
I'm originally from Ohio, but God led me to Texas, and I became a single mother with four children, and I was having my own personal pandemic in my life at that moment, and my next-door neighbor invited me to church, and with everything going on, I literally laughed in her face and said, why not? What else could go wrong? And I went to church, and I was touched, and I was moved. And 3 weeks later, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I never turned back to the way things were.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Thank you so much.
And I
love those testimonies.
And I am 66 years old now.
Amen, amen. That's an awesome testimony. Thank you for sharing. We all have a testimony about when we gave our lives to the Lord and what happened. So I thank you for sharing it. That was awesome. Thank you so much. Anybody else? One more. We'll take one more. How's your salvation?
My name is Forrest Steed.
Okay.
And I was in my early teens. I live in the country. I have to go to the morning bench and everything. Everybody prays for you. All my sisters and brothers and friends, they were hooping and howling, hallelujah. But I couldn't do that. I didn't do that. But when I found myself that I had a dream, and the Lord touched me, opened my heart, and I was so happy. But I wanted to die. I wanted to go to heaven then, because I was so happy that I met the Lord. Touched me. And I'm 91 years old, and now I still feel the same. I'm happy about the Lord and what he's done for me in my life.
Amen. Awesome. Oh, my God, I love these testimonies. That's great. Yes, the Lord called us in different ways, different times in our lives, and I thank God. So, Father, I thank you for those of us on the line who are saved. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for us continually being faithful to you all the days of our lives. And, Lord, I pray for salvation for anyone on the line who is not saved, that they would give their lives to you and stay saved, oh, God. And, Father, forgive us. Many people still say, oh, you know, I did this, and I don't know if God could save me. But, Lord, I rebuke that spirit. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that we're allowed to come in your presence with thanksgiving. We're allowed to be saved. Lord, you could have cut us off. You could have murdered us, killed us, long with our first sin. But you didn't do it. You kept us all of this time. So, Father, we are so grateful. We could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. And we are grateful that you gave us a chance to come to you and to be saved, to give our lives to you, to live righteous, holy lives. And we thank you in Jesus' name. All right, our next scripture is devoid of pleasure. It says, Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when they shall say, I have no pleasure in them. You know, I know when I was younger, oh, my God, I used to love to dance. Oh, Lord, I used to go to every high school dance, junior high school, elementary foot, sock hops, all of that. I didn't know that you could dance for the Lord. I just loved to dance. The churches I went to, they didn't dance for the Lord. So when God saved me and I could find out I could dance for the Lord, I like, hallelujah. I was so excited. So, you know, there are things that we used to like to do when we were younger. We cut them out. We don't do them no more. So I don't do that no more like I did in the world. I now came over on the Lord's side and I dance for the Lord. It's a holy dance. So I thank God. You know, he's awesome. The devil is a copycat spirit. That's where that dancer came from when I was a child. It was a copycat spirit, which I had no idea. But I thank God. You know, I thank the Lord for allowing me, you know, to be saved when he saved me. So I thank God for each of you all being on today. I still hear that noise in the background. Somebody got a radio on. Something in the background is still there. But it's okay. We're going to deal with it. All right. So anybody want to say anything that you lost interest in when you came to the Lord, when you gave your life to the Lord? What was it you lost interest in that you used to do when you were younger, before you were saved? What did you lose interest in? Anybody want to share?
All right, Latricia, here I am again.
Okay.
I would like to let everybody know I'm 32, but I'm now 72 years old.
Okay.
That's been a while of giving my life. Yes, that was something I turned away from. I turned away from Lady married me.
I couldn't understand. You turned away from what?
Dating married men.
Okay, gotcha. Fornication, adultery, gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, we thank God for you turning away from that. All right, anybody else? We're going to be praying about that in a few minutes. Anybody else turned away? What did you turn away from when you gave your life to God? We all turned away from something.
Only speed again. I turned away from alcohol.
Okay, thank you. All right. Anybody else? What else? What did you turn away from? Anybody else? What did you turn away from when you gave your life to the Lord? I turned away from fornication. I turned away from, you know, that dancing thing. I used to like to go to the club. Didn't drink, but dance. Loved to dance. Anybody else?
Well, praise the Lord, Minister. I'm here. Thank God I caught this one. Evangelist Cherry here. I turn away from fornication myself after giving my life to the Lord. That was the biggest thing, you know, for me just to turn away. So praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Anybody else?
Sister, am I here?
You?
I turned away from myself, from the person that I was.
Amen.
And surrendering into what he wanted me to be.
Amen. Anybody else? What did you turn away from when you came to God? All right, well, we're going to pray. Father God, I thank you that you called us out of a dark way to your marvelous light. You called us, Lord God, to do those that are righteous and holy. You called us like you. We thank you, Lord God, that you canceled the spirit of adultery. You canceled the spirit of fornication. You canceled the spirit of alcohol. You canceled the spirit of self. And now you had us to repent and turn to you. Follow you, follow after righteousness. And we say thank you, Lord God, that we are forgiven. It's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And we honor your presence today on the line. You are almighty. You are the holy God. You are the righteous Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you thanks. You are almighty. Nobody's great like you. Nobody's holy like you, oh God. And we just thank you that we could call on your mighty name today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, moving along. Our next scripture is divine presence in Isaiah 46:6. And even in your old age, I am he. And even to hoar hairs, I will carry you. I have made you, I will bear you, even carry, and will deliver you. So I thank God. You know, he's delivered us. He's carrying us. You know, there are times when you feel like, oh, ouch, I got a pain in my leg. You know, when we get older, different things happen to us. If we don't stay active, if we sit for hours, we get stiff. You know, it wasn't like when I was a teenage boy, I could bounce up and bounce down and do this and do, oh, no, uh-uh. Things begin to change. So, but God, even now, I'm 72, he's never left me. He's never forsaken me. So, you know, I just thank God for the word that even when I'm old, he promised. He has promised. And, you know, he's not a man that he should lie. He keep his promises to us. So I thank God. All right, our next scripture is rules for conduct, Titus 2:2. God gave rules to men, and he gave rules to women. Titus 2:2, it says that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and in charity and patience. So that's what God, you know, he knows what we need. He said, okay, older men, be temperate. you know, abstinence, you know, keep your body as a living sacrifice. Be have dignity, honor, be honorable person, you know, trustworthy, honorable person. Be wise, older men. You know, wisdom. You have experience in life. You can tell the younger men some things that, you know, that helped you in life. You have good judgment. He said, be wise. Be in good health, he told the older men. In other words, take care of your health. Don't go drinking all, drugging all, and, you know, when you're older, you know, refrain from those things. Be in good health. When you give your life to me, refrain from those things. He said, be faithful. Trust in God completely. And he also said to love. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love. It's patient. It's kind. He also talks about don't envy. Don't be boastful. You know 1 Corinthians 13. Read it. He said, have endurance, older men. Power to deal with difficult situations. So our next scripture is Titus 2:3, where he told the older women. He says, okay, aged women, likewise, that you be in good behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. So he said, okay, older women, I want you to be reverence. Respect me deeply. I'm God. Have great respect for me and respect for yourself. Don't go to other women. Don't call up women and saying, girl, did you see Sally Sue? Did you see what she wore to church Sunday? Girl, you ought to go to her house. She ain't did this and she ain't. And did you see Brother Sam? He wore that same old suit. Uh-uh. No. God said don't do it. Don't gossip. And don't spread lies about people. He said tell the truth. He said, okay, now, women, older women, refrain from alcohol. Uh-uh. You it's going to make you foolish. Act crazy. No, refrain from that. He said, okay, this is what you're to do. Be good role models to the younger women so they'll know how to live. Younger women watching you, older women, even when you don't think they're watching you, even when you go to them and they say, now, baby, you got to, you know, keep your baby on your lap. You can't, you know, the baby can't be screaming and hollering and need the diaper changing. They hear you. Give them a chance to do it. We were like that. We didn't always hear what the older women say, and they don't always hear what we say. But eventually, they do. And, you know, it says, okay, older women, be good examples. Live a life pleasing to God. That's how God wants us to live, a life pleasing to God. So when we live a life pleasing to God, he's pleased. You know you can't please another human being. One day they want this, and the next day they want that, and the next month they want this. You can't please a human being. You can try all you want. But I tell you what, you can please God. When you please God, you please everybody. All right. So I thank God for each of you today. You know, we're gonna talk about some things here. The Ten Commandments. We're gonna start with the first commandment. Does anybody remember the first commandment? Who knows the first commandment? Hello. Of the Ten Commandments, who could tell me the first one?
I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other false gods before me.
Amen.
I am a jealous God.
That's it. So the Ten Commandments is in Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. I'm going to go there real quick. We're almost finished today. I'm going to Exodus chapter 20. I thank God for you all being on today. You all are so patient and so kind. I thank God for you all helping me in the Bible study. You know, a lot of Bible study, people just teach you. You don't say nothing. But I like active Bible study where people are participating and they are involved in the Word. You know, you can sit there and listen and be on your cell phone texting and, you know, looking at other things on your cell phone. But I like for people to participate. I'm telling you, I know I've been there. I'm human. Human beings, we're guilty of so many things. So Exodus chapter 20, start at verse 3. Let me see where I am. Exodus chapter 20. I love the word of God. All right. I'm going to start at 1, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 3. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. This is the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, oh my God, I don't know about you, but I've had so many gods and didn't even know it. We can have a god and don't even know it. I'm going to tell you the truth. My cell phone been my god before. I'll pick it up. Even before I pray some mornings, I pick up the cell phone. I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, you see what I'm doing? Forgive me, Father. It's not my desire to do these things before I come to you. I want to be in your presence, oh, God. So I thank God, you know, that he allows us to be in his presence. So I'm going to list some things, you know, that I studied about, you know, the first commandment. It says you should have no other gods. You can have all kind of gods. You can have the TV. You can have people for your God. You can have, you know, a hobby that you like. Anything you do more than you love God is against God's commandment. So idolatry, greed. In a few minutes, we're going to repent for all of these things. Covetousness, love of money, gluttony. Complaining. Oh, my God, I'm knowing the biggest complainer. Oh, you know, my knee was hurting today. Oh, you know, I had a headache. I'm all complaining about what? Oh, you know what? I didn't have enough of this today. Complaining. Gluttony. Not loving God with all of my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Tempting God. High-mindedness. Disobedience. Witchcraft. Lover of self. Putting family, friends, job, all of these things before God, including food, money, sports. You know, how many men, you know, some women too, they love those football games, basketball games, all of these things we put before God. But God is a jealous God, as Sister Irma was saying. He's jealous. So, you know, internet, pornography, movies, cars, attachment to riches, material things. Don't you remember the rich young ruler? He said, God, I did all these. Jesus, I did all those things. He said, no, one thing you're lacking. So ask the Lord, what are we lacking in? One thing, he said, give up all you have and give it to the poor. How many of you, God said, look here, that suit you really like, go give it to Jane. And you say, God, but that's my suit. I paid money. I paid $300. I paid good money. You want me to give what you want? Uh-uh. Obedience is better than sacrifice. He said, okay. You know, that food you bought, that grocery you bought, that whole bag, go give it to those people standing on the corner. They're homeless. They don't have no food. How many of you do that? How many of us are willing to do what God said? You say, God, I love you with all my heart, soul, and strength, but you know them people right there, I don't like them people. Uh-uh, I don't like her. I don't like him. I don't like them. God said, you're lying. If you say that you love me and you don't love the people I created, you are not truthful. Oh, my God. Can't God step on us? He step all over my toes sometimes. He said, uh-uh. No, no, no. No, you ain't telling the truth. I'm like, oh, Lord, I repent. I want to be in right standing with God, so I repent. So, you know, attachment to riches, materials, goods, and there are many other things. If somebody want to name some, about two or three people, name something specific that you feel we should repent of, that, you know, that's a sin, that's, or, you know, breaking the first commandment, loving these things more than God. Hello. All right, got a couple of more lines to unmute here. Everybody's line is pretty much unmuted, so don't be silent. What other ways have we broken the first commandment? Anybody want to share? Some people been sharing. Who else want to share? 504-301. You want to share some way you've not followed the first commandment? I don't know your name. I'm just calling your number. Okay, we got 352-275-19. you want to share some ways that you have not followed the first commandment, loving God with all your heart, soul, and strength, loving God and having no other gods before you. Hello.
I would
all right,
say Western.
By quiet. I need somebody to share, one person. I got all the lines off of me.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hello. Nobody don't
hello?
Want to share.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. Okay,
okay.
Hold on. I got two people, Latricia and then the next person. Go ahead.
Okay. I would say, for me, maybe sharing, not sharing God enough in my life with others.
Okay, that's good.
Not sharing enough with others.
All right, that's good. Right there, you can hold it right there.
Not enough.
That's great.
Not
thank
enough.
You. The next person. Thank you so much, Latricia. Who else?
Mine used to be watching Western movies.
Okay. Is that Apostle?
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Sister Lee.
Oh, Sister Lee. Okay. Thank you, Sister Lee. Watching Western movies. Okay. Put that before God. Anybody else want to share? All right. Okay. So we're going to be praying about these things that, you know, we have loved more than God. All right, Father, we just call on your name and we ask you to forgive us for breaking your first commandment. We ask you to forgive us for idolatry, for greed, for covetousness, love of money, for gluttony, for complaining, not loving you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. For being high-minded, O God. We repent for disobedience. We repent for witchcraft. We repent for being lovers of self. We repent for putting our family, our friends, our job, or anything, movies, anything before you, O God. And so forgive us, O God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, O God. In the name of Jesus. All right. So I thank God, you know, He's an awesome God now. He's a mighty God. We're going to be having prayer in just a moment. I'm going to need some people to pray for other people. Is there anyone who needs prayer? This is a prayer time. You can state your name and your prayer request. Make it as fast as possible. We could try to get off of here no later than 2:15, 2:30. But I thank God for your patience. Hallelujah. Thank God for you being on. You already know God loves you so much. He really loves. When I tell you God loves you, he don't care what you've done. I told you Apostle Paul murdered his children, and he still loves Apostle Paul. But when you repent, he don't want you to go back to your old ways again. He don't want you to, you know, to eat your vomit or go back the way you've been. Uh-uh. He don't want us to go back in the mud. He wants us to move forward in him, to be steadfast, unmovable in him. So anyone need prayer, state your name and your prayer request, please.
Okay, this is Latricia.
Okay.
I would like for a prayer that God continually to strengthen me in what I'm doing, and the knowledge of what he would have me to do in taking care of my dad.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Yes, praise the Lord, Minister. This is Sister Cherry again out of Chicago. I am just asking general prayer for me and my family, please. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any more prayer requests?
Maurice Steed, continue to pray for me, please.
Okay.
For my health and my finances.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer requests. All right. Is that all? No one else prayer request? All right. We don't want to move on if you want prayer. We're waiting for prayer requests, more prayer requests. Okay. Well, I'm going to be doing prayer requests right now in just a few minutes, and I'll pray a general prayer for everyone as well. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm sorry, someone said something?
I'm on prayer.
I can't understand you.
I said I want prayer.
Okay, and your name?
Patricia.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Do I have to give the name?
Oh, no, just tell me your prayer request. I apologize. You do not have to.
Okay. I keep losing things. My things are getting lost constantly from my room and from baggage. And this is, and I want the Lord to show whoever it is and to put a fire under their feet and under their hands.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyone else? Prayer request. Still taking prayer requests. I don't want
to,
you know, leave.
I would
out.
Like to ask a prayer request for my unsaved loved one.
Okay. You want to state your name or not?
This is Stephanie.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, repenting before you. You are almighty. You are the almighty God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. And we, Lord God, you said, who can know their errors? Forgive us for errors. Forgive us for sins of omission, commission. Forgive us for presumptuous sins. Forgive us, Lord, when we have sinned against you knowingly or unknowingly. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, you said no good thing will you withhold from us. And, Lord, it's a good thing to be forgiven for our sins. So we repent before you. We ask forgiveness, oh, God, first of all, for putting things ahead of you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord, when we do not obey you in any area of our lives. Forgive us for lack of faith. Forgive us for lack of trust in you, oh, God. And, Lord, I thank you for Latricia. I thank you, Father God, for spiritual, emotional, mental strength to take care of her dad, who's in his 90s, oh, God, and she's in her 70s. But, Lord, you're able. Nothing is impossible to you. Give her peace of mind. So, Father, we thank you today for all that you're doing for Latricia. For her dad, I thank you for abundant life for them, life and life more abundantly. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for Sister Cherry. I rebuke a spirit of worry and weariness in Jesus' name. I decree and declare a worry and weary spirit is. I say go right now in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. And Sister Cherry, your daughter, in the name of Jesus, everything unlike the Holy Spirit that's troubling her, oh God, everything that's troubling her, in the name of Jesus, you said, let not your heart be troubled. So, Father, I thank you that she will not be troubled anymore. In the name of Jesus, everything she's going through, even in her body, you are the great physician. Heal her body, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you for Miss Need. Oh, God, as she is in her 90s, I thank you, Lord God, for abundant life. I thank you, Lord God, for health and strength for her. I thank you, Lord God, for what you've done on her behalf. I thank you that you're moving mountains on her behalf. In the name of Jesus and Father, I thank you. You said, beloved, Miss Need, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul is prospering. So I thank you, Lord God, that you are her provider, Jehovah Jireh. You are a mighty provider. You provide life and godliness. You provide monetary supply. Everything that we need, you supply. You are a great God, the Almighty Father. And, Lord, I thank you, oh, God, for the person who asked, oh, God, that you would show them. But, Lord, you are able to stop whoever it is that's stealing from this person, oh, God. So, Father, I thank you, oh, God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every thief, every lying demon on assignment to torture them, to distract them, to keep them off the path of righteousness, to cause them to go another way, oh, God, to humiliate them, to frustrate them, we command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Every frustrating spirit, we say go in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you that everything that she has lost shall be returned in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up my Sister Stephanie, in the name of Jesus. And Father, she too, like all of us, want all of our loved ones to be saved, set free, filled with your Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we are thanking you today for saving everybody who's not saved. You said at one time you went to ignorance, but now you're calling people everywhere to repent. So, Father, I thank you for a mass repentance throughout America, throughout the country, throughout the world. In Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, every continent, North America, South America, Europe. I thank you for a mass repentance. I thank you for a mass revival. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do for all of us in every continent. Save our neighbors. Lord, we have neighbors that don't call on your name, neighbors that don't know you and the pardon of their sins. Save all of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we are thanking you right now for what you're going to do, what you've done already, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God, for moving by your Spirit. I lift up everyone who came on the line today, oh God, for Bible study, the Wednesday Bible study. Oh God, I thank you for moving by your Spirit. Oh God, I thank you that we're under the shadow of your almighty wings and nothing by any means will harm us. I thank you that we are yet alive, oh God. And, Lord, we lift up those who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, or who have lost loved ones, oh, God, to sickness, illness, disease, or just death. In the name of Jesus, you are the comforter. Comfort them, console them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said we're to weep with those who weep in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you are doing. On behalf, oh God, of all of us on the line, you are moving mountains out of our lives. You are moving things that need to be moved. Oh God, you are stationing us. You are planting us on the solid rock. I thank you, Lord God, that we shall not be moved. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, for removing fear from all of us. I say, fear, go right now in Jesus' name. You have no place in us. But, Lord, I thank you that we will be cautious. We will follow after righteousness, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you've done on our behalf what you're doing and what you're going to do. Oh, God, as I read Psalms 91, as we close out, oh, God, you said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. My God, we're trusting in you like never before. Oh, God, surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we shall trust. Your truth shall be our shield and our buckler. Oh, God, I thank you that we shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, in the name of Jesus, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 will fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we, O Lord, have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For you will give your angels charge over us, O God, to keep us in all our ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, O God, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall we trample under feet, because you have set, we have set our love upon you. Therefore you will deliver us, you will set us on high, because we have known your name. We shall call upon you, and you will answer us, O God. You will deliver us, you will honor us. With long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, what an awesome God you are. And we appreciate you, dear Father. We are so grateful, Father God, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. Just honor you today. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. We thank you today, Lord God. We give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Does anyone have any announcements they want to make before we close out? Anybody got a burning testimony, a one-minute testimony before we close out? All right. Well, I thank God for each of you.
Well, Minister.
We will be back on next Wednesday. That'll be April 22nd. We'll be on at 1 o'clock my time, and that's Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock your time. If there's a change in the time, I will text it to you and let you know. Okay, but I appreciate you. I thank God for you all being on. God loves you. I love you. And have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Daily, daily walking close to him. Daily getting in the secret place. Daily calling on his name.
Lord.
Bless you all. Love you.
Shamash.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.